live in Lansing every afternoon with Cheryl Fritz. This is Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here. Scott Eckersley producing this evening, 1320 WILS, and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. My next guest I had the opportunity to meet the other night when we were at Reno Z celebrating Tony Conley's one-year anniversary on the air. Her name is Tamara Nielsen, who's a life-altering trauma consultant and writer. Good evening, Tamara. How are you?
I'm great, Cheryl. Thanks so much for having me on. How are you tonight?
I'm very well. I couldn't help when meeting you the other day noticing the energy around you and how you just kind of light up the area where you are. And when I found out your title and what you do, I felt the need to get you on to talk about it. We might as well just start where I start, is what is a life-altering trauma consultant?
Well, a life-altering trauma consultant is someone such as myself who works one-on-one with individuals facing traumatic events to reduce the stress, fear, and drama surrounding such challenges. I specialize in working mostly with individuals living with life-threatening diseases or chronic illnesses by providing objective input specific to their situation, again, to reduce the drama and stress and fear associated with it.
But it sounds to me like we're talking about like counseling on steroids. I mean, the training is so much more in depth, and I'm trying to get into the training that would be involved to help folks in a process in a time. Trauma is a powerful word, you know. So being in trauma requires a whole different set of skills.
Yes, I would agree with that, and. I'd have to say if you're asking me specifically where my training comes from, it comes specifically from my personal experience dealing with life-threatening diseases, chronic illness, near-death experience, uncontrollable, undiagnosed seizures, a rare heart condition, disability, abuse, caring for an aging loved one, and losing my right to obtain medical insurance. These are ways that I've honed my skills throughout the years, and also I've had the terrific opportunity in my prior career, which was a business development consultant, to interview and work alongside quite a few individuals dealing with trauma and traumatic events, and just helping them by way of being in their life. And I work with accredited professionals on things that I am specifically not trained to do. So I work with other professionals when my clients need additional resources.
So when you go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, so when you have someone who is in the middle of a chronic or life-threatening illness, specifically in that area, who says, you don't understand, you can eliminate that part of the conversation. You can say, oh, yes, I do understand. I have been there.
And, well, in most cases, yes. I've gone through my fair share. But the other thing, and I don't know how else to say this except to say I can't take credit for it. I was born with an ability to comprehend things that I have not necessarily gone through and understand complex life-altering situations fairly quickly. I remain resilient, resourceful, and calm in a crisis. I have the ability to assess a situation from all vantage points efficiently and accurately and create a pathway from point A to point B with the least amount of resistance, stress, and drama. And I remain objective and mostly compassionate throughout it all. So I think that's by way of a lot of experience. And again, if I need to reach out to someone to help my client, I will do that. And I do.
we hear over and over again that people's attitude with chronic or life-threatening illness or sickness and traumatic, as you call it, that your attitude makes a tremendous difference in the outcome. So do you see this happen over and over again?
Absolutely. It has an enormous impact on the outcome. It would be a rare day to say that someone that's facing a life-threatening illness or living with a life-threatening illness doesn't have a certain level of fear and stress. I see certain people respond with an enormous amount of panic and fear, even though they're survivors and they keep coming up with ways to persevere. It could be reduced by quantifiable leaps if they had an objective advocate that could speak on their behalf. So yes, the mindset definitely comes into play quite a bit.
And it's no surprise to me that you, of course, do work to benefit others and to benefit Ellie's Place for One was a recent beneficiary of some of your work. Why don't you tell us what that was?
Oh, sure. Thanks for bringing that up, by the way, Cheryl. I stepped out of my comfort zone and wrote and published my first book, Perspectives, Words on Hope, Truth, and Integrity. And it's a book of original photography and original quotes, which I authored, and most of the photography I took myself. All through, it was my way of surviving various traumatic events, and I published the book to help others and also give them an alternative way to deal with trauma and reduce the drama in their life and create more of a joyful, rewarding life, whether they're dealing with trauma or not. We had a book debut at Scott Harris's Everybody Reads Books in downtown Lansing, and all of the proceeds from that debut went to benefit Ellie's Place TLC program, Together Learning to Cope, which is for their specifically for their children, supportive services for the children that are living with a family member who is dealing with a life-threatening illness. And the book, by the way, is still available at Everybody Reads Books and Tuesday Books in Williamston. Sold out that night, by the way.
Yeah, that's not a surprise either. We're going to have to wrap up here, Tamara. What about a website if people want more information about you and what you do?
Thank you. Absolutely. TamaraNielsen.com.
And that's NIELSEN.
Yep, TamaraNielsen.com.
Very good. Well, Tamara, I appreciate it so much, you being with us this evening. And the work that you do is fascinating, interesting, and extraordinarily valuable. So I appreciate it so much.
Thank you. Thanks so much for everything, Cheryl.
Thank you. Have a good evening. Stay safe tonight.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
We've been speaking with Tamara Nielsen, who is a life-altering trauma consultant. Fascinating area. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.